Well, good morning. It is Tuesday, November the 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It being Tuesday, you know what that means. Yes, it means we're going to be praying to consecrate ourselves unto the Lord, holy unto the Lord, right? Which just simply means like 100% belonging to Jesus, property of Jesus, dwelling place of Jesus, temple of the Holy Spirit. So, you ready? Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you, in you, through you, all around you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now you also know that Tuesday does mean tacos too. So there's that. Now, our entry today is entitled, You Are to Receive the Offering for Me, on the difference between fundraising and fund receiving. You know, I'll remind you that almost every title beginning about a week in this Exodus series, they have been listed with the beginning with a phrase from the text of the day. So you could almost go through every title and get a little bit of a digest of Exodus. I like to do that. And then there's a colon, and then of course there's a little bit more descriptive of what we'll be kind of dealing with in the entry. But there we are. You are to receive the offering for me. That's the scripture part. Here's the part I added on the difference between fundraising and fund receiving. Now, our text today, Exodus 25, verses 1 through 9. Hear now the word of the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering for me from everyone whose heart prompts them to give. These are the offerings you are to receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and another type of durable leather, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and the breastpiece. Then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. We come now to the building of the tabernacle, the place set apart for God to dwell in the midst of his people. There is much to say about it, and I will say more as we move along. But there's one thing in particular I want to point out at the outset. Where God is concerned, which is everywhere, the way something is built is as, or perhaps more important as the thing being built for God. This is doubly so when it comes to the way such things are funded Today's text reveals some clear wisdom. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering for me from everyone whose heart prompts them to give." I hate fundraising. Something tells me you hate it too. There is an entire industrial complex out there built up around it, raising funds. The emphasis is on people or organizations raising funding from other people. Sure, it is being done for God and in God's name, and so often for the sake of a godly mission. But I think it misses the mark. The text seems to articulate a different approach from fundraising. I would call it fund receiving. And this is not semantics. Look closely at the text again. Number one, tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. This is between the people and God, not the people and the organization or ministry. Moses is not asking the Israelites to support the cause or fund the budget. He is leading them to engage with God. Number two, you are to receive the offering for me. The organization or ministry receives the offering for God, not for the organization. It seems like a subtle nuance. It is not. Number three, from everyone whose heart prompts them to give. Moses is not asking for everyone to, quote, do their part. We get the impression Moses is not going to send endless appeals to wear them down or remind them. There is a difference between God prompting a person's heart toward giving and Moses prompting them. And number four, these are the offerings you are to receive from them. Moses lays out with specificity the offering to be received. Note, though, the blueprints for the tabernacle have not yet been given. In a few days, we will see a quite different approach to such things. Do the words golden calf ring a bell? When the people, this is from Exodus 32, when the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." Now notice the contrasting approach at work here. Aaron said to them, "Tear off the gold rings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." That's Exodus 32:2. Tear off the gold rings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. I will let you do the math from here. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I receive your deliverance from the money-centered enterprise of the golden calf and all its conscripted economy. I receive your deliverance into the God-centered world of the tabernacle with all its gracious invitation and provision. I receive your deliverance from the tiring approach of conscription and into the gracious reality of offering. Put my heart in touch with your prompting alone, and grant me an expansive generosity by your Spirit. Remind us all that it all belongs to you, the cattle on a thousand hills, and yes, the hills too. Make us stewards of the manifold grace of God, keeping us ever mindful that where our hearts are, our treasure will be also. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for my good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 The journal prompts today. What contrasts do you see between the approach taken with the tabernacle and that taken with the golden calf? List as many as you can discern. We're going to sing here in just a minute our hymn. It's a song that is not in our hymnal. I printed the words in the email today. You've got that handy. It's called Freely, Freely. You may know the recognize it. Freely, freely, you have received. Freely, freely, give. It's good. It's a good one. It's a short one. It's a spiritual song. And we'll sing it here in just a minute. Maybe a couple of additional comments on this Taco Tuesday. And, you know, we're coming into giving season, really. You're going to be hearing 1,000 requests for you to make a gift from all manner of charitable organization. I mean, it's certainly year end, and that's the time when people can get their giving in for 2024 and receive a, you know, the sort of tax benefit that comes from giving to nonprofit, not for profit organizations. So, you know, that's not really why wrote this entry today. I wrote it because it shows up in the text right here, right now, Exodus 25, 1 to 9. And we deal with the text as it comes to us, don't we? But giving, you know, it has been, I call it the fundraising industrial complex. It's real. I mean, there's now Giving Tuesday. We're just playing right into the world of it all. There's Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. And I'm like, whatever happened to Taco Tuesday? But, and you know, as an organization, Seedbed, you know, you'll hear us talk about Giving Tuesday. We don't mean to participate in the fundraising industrial complex. In fact, we've really, from the start, tried to walk in this way of fund receiving. It's a lot more fun. fund, right? Fund receiving. But fund receiving really approaches the whole thing quite differently. We're not talking to people about money. We're talking to God about provision. We're talking to people about vision. We're talking to God about provision. We're talking to people about vision. We're sharing opportunities. And we're asking people to give, to make an offering. We are saying we will receive an offering for God as your heart prompts you to give. And that's that simple. And yeah, I mean, what's amazing about what's happened with Seedbed over these years is people just started, God started talking, right? So we talk to God about provision. We talk to people about vision. And then God talks to people about giving. Because I've been stunned how so many people have given to this work, to God, through this organization, without being asked. That's what's happened. And it's been extraordinary. It's been exciting. It's been a blessing. I think that the people who've given have just, gosh, it's just from such generosity and overflow and in all kinds of amounts. It's not just like big gifts. That's what I've noticed about the fundraising industrial complex. It's like, it's just filled with wealth hunters. People, it's like they're hunting for wealthy people. And, you know, they're even going in and figuring out how much money people have and what they'll give and what they've given in the past. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I just despise that whole approach. It seems so calculating. I should stop. Because, I mean, a lot of good people, a lot of good organizations, a lot of godly and good people and organizations, they work in that realm. And, you know, I'll get in trouble here if I go much further. I don't want to disparage people or organizations, and I respect them. And I'm not saying that if you do that, that you're, you know, you see what I'm not making a judgment. I'm just saying, the text seems to say what it says, and there's quite a difference in the tabernacle and the golden calf. And I'm not trying to make a one-for-one analogy, but there's a difference. Well, let's just call that a Tuesday. And I do want to encourage you to let your heart, to get your heart in a place to be prompted by God to give. Let that be between you and the Lord. Absolutely, so many ministries and organizations, ours included, are eager to receive from God through you and to steward such generosity. And that's all I'll say. You ready to sing? Let's sing Freely. Freely. That's such a freely you have received, freely give. You ready? Words in the email. God forgave my sin in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I come to you to share his love as he told me to. He said, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. All power is given in Jesus' name, in earth and heaven, in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I come to you to share his power as he told me to. He said, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. Amen. I love this little last verse. Let's sing last verse to When I Survey. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us this morning on this Tuesday. And we're going to get you sent out into the fields today to sow for awakening. Grab your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.